So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Arava gezula v'yevesha psula. A stolen or dry arava, willow, is invalid. Shel asher v'shel ir hanidachas psula. One from an asheri tree or from an ir hanidachas is also invalid. Niktim reisha nifritzu aleha v'atzavtzava psula. If the top was clipped off, or if the leaves were torn off, or if it was a tzavtzava, a species of willow with rounded leaves, it is invalid. Kamusha v'shenashu miktas aleha v'shel baal ksheira. If it was withered, or some of the leaves fell off, or it's from a field, it is valid. The Gemara cites a brisa that identifies that rava. The pasuk says, "V'lakachtem lechem b'yom rishon priyetz hader kapas tamar v'anaf etz avos v'avri nachal." These phrases refer to the arba minim, the four species known as estrig, lulav, hadas, and maravas. And the words avri nachal, brook willows, mean willows that grow by a brook. Another meaning is that the leaves are elongated like a brook. Another brisa explains that arvei nachal by definition limits it to only arvos that grow by a brook. However, since the pasuk used the plural form arvei, it includes all types of arvos, even those that do not grow by a brook but in a field are also kosher. Abishol Eimer, arvei shtayim, achas lelulav v'achas lemikdash. Abishol says that the plural form teaches that arvos are used for two different mitzvahs, the lulav bundle, the mitzvah to carry arvos around the mizbech each day of Sukkot. The Rabban learned the second mitzvah from a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The Amr Baasi Amr B'Yechanan, Esther Natias, Arava, Benis Chamayim, halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. This is one of the three halachas l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Esther Natias, 10 saplings, fields must be left fallow during the entire Shemitah year, every seventh year, and for 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah of that year. However, it is permitted to plow a field that contains 10 saplings for every Beisa, which is 2,500 square amas, until the very last day before the Shemitah year begins. Arava, the carrying of the Arava mentioned here, v'nis chamayim, and pouring the water on the Mizbeach during Sukkot. Arava v'nis chamayim are described in great detail in the fourth parak. The Gemara continues discussing which Aravas can be used, and quotes a brisa. Tarabanan, arvei nachal, hagedelas ala nachal, prat l'tzavtzafa hagedela ben haharim. Arvei nachal, willows of the brook in the Torah, excludes tzavtzafa type willows that grow in the mountains. In support, Reb Zeira, and in another version, the Bryce itself quotes the following pasuk: Kacha mayim rabim tzavtzafa samay. He took that which grows in the mountain waters and set it up as a tzavtzafa. The Gemara understands this to mean that tzavtzafa are inferior to regular rabbis, because as Rashi explains, this pasuk is among verses where Klal Yisrael is being admonished for their transgressions. We cannot interpret the pasuk as saying that tzavtzafa is an example of kachamayim rabim and is actually valid for use, because as Rebbe Vohu answers, "Emkein mai samay." The word samay can only be understood according to the first pshat. The Gemara continues, "Tarabanan, izehu arava veizehu tzavtzafa." The brisa describes the differences between arava and tzavtzafa. Arava kana shela adam va'ala shela mashach upia chalak. The arava has the following characteristics: its stem is red, its leaves are long, and the edge of the leaf is smooth. Tzavtzafa, kana shela lavan, v'ala shela ugal, upia demilamagal. Whereas the tzavtzafa, its stem is white, its leaves are rounded, and the edge of the leaf is serrated like a sickle. The Gemara questions this from another brisa that states, demilamagal kosher, demilamaser puzzle. Similar to a sickle is valid, but similar to a saw is invalid. Abai says this second brisa is talking about chilfa gila, the gila willow. Rashi says this willow is valid, even though its leaves are serrated like a sickle. The Mefarshim explained, because it has the other two simanim of Arava, but if it would be serrated like a saw, it would be possible even with the other simanim of Arava. Abaya adds that there is no issue of Shem Levi in the added description, because Arvei Nachal Rachmana Mikal Mokrim in the Arava is acceptable. The Gemara next discusses several things that went through a name change after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Chisda lists three things. Chalafta Aravta, what was once called Chilfa, is now called Arava. Aravta, Chalafta, what was once called Arava, is now called Chilfa. My nafkamina, Lelulav. And this makes a practical difference for the mitzvah of Lulav. Only Aravas that the general population now refers to as Chalafta are valid. Shipoira, Chatzaitzer, Chatzaitzer, Shifaira. My nafkamina, Leshefer, Shal Rosh Hashanah. This makes a difference regarding the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. Only that which people now refer to as Chatzaitzer may be used. The third and last item, Pesarta, Pesaira, Pesaira, Pesarta, L'may Nafkimina, L'mekech HaMemker. Rashi says these terms refer to a table, one means a larger table and one means a smaller table. It has commercial relevance to know what was agreed. Abaye adds another example. Bekasi huvlila, huvlila bekasi, lamay nafkimina, lamachat hanimtsa ba'evi besakaisis. These are two of the four stomachs on a kosher animal. Relevance, they each have different rules regarding hilchas treifas if a needle was found to be stuck in one of them. Rabbi Bar Yosef has a final example. Bavel bursav, bursav bavel, lamay nafkimina legitinashim. The place once known as Bavel is now known as Bursav, and Bursav is now known as Bavel. Relevance, regarding Gittin Ashram, divorce documents. The requirement of Hamevi get mechutz laretz, tzarech sheyem b'fani nechtem b'fani nechtem. The witnesses must declare it was written and signed in their presence. The original Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael, where this is not required. Before we continue with the next Mishnah, let's repeat the pasuk. V'kachtem lechem b'yem rishin, pri etzhadr, kabbas tamarim, banaf etzaves, b'arvei nachal. Which refers to the Arba Minim, Estrig Lulav Hadassim Arabis. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shleisha Hadassim. We take three Hadassim based on the three words of Anaf Eitz Avis. B'shtei Arabis, two Arabis, because of the plural form of the Arvei Nachal. Lulav Echad, one Lulav, because Kapas Tamarim is written without a Vav and can be read as Kapas singular. The Estrig Echad, and one Estrig, as the Gemara on the next staff says, Pri Echad Amirachmana, Veleishnaim B'shleisha Peris. Regarding the Hadassim, as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shmuel retracted, and now holds that we only require one Hadass. Therefore, afil l'shnayim ketumim ve'echad ein katum. The Hadassim are valid even if two are clipped and only one is not clipped. Rabbi Tarfonim, afil l'shlashtin ketumim. Even if all three are clipped, they are valid. Rashi explains, delay ba'i hadar b'hadass. Because Rabbi Tarfon holds that Hadassim do not have to be hadar. Rabbi Kiva Imer, k'shem shalulav echad ve'esrik echad, kachadass echad v'arava achas. Kiva says, just like only one lulav and one esrog is required, only one hadas and one arav is required. Rabbi Eliezer explains that the esrog does not get bound together with the other three species, ba'aguda achas, in one bundle, because the pasuk does not say, pri eitz hadar b'kapas tamar, fruit of the beautiful tree and branches from the palm. The Brisa concludes, minayin shema akvin zezeh, how do we know that each of the four species is essential to fulfill the mitzvah? Tamalayma v'lekachtem, shtehei l'kicha tama. Because the pasuk says v'lekachtem, and you shall take it, and we expound it as l'kicha tama. It should be a complete taking, because the last two letters of l'kachtem spell the word tam, complete. Zok the Mishnah, esrog ha'gazel v'hayavish pasul, a stolen or dry esrog is pasul. Shel asher v'sheir hanidachas pasul, one from an asherah tree or an eir hanidachas is pasul. We'll review the Mishnah as we go along with the explanation of the Gemara on the next daf.